It's June 2008, and myself and my ex were flying over to England from Ireland for my dad's 60th birthday. And we got to Stansted Airport, and our assistants hadn't arrived. And the stewardess said to us, "Do you mind waiting on the plane? They're probably held up. We'll give them a call and tell them where you are." So we said, "Yep, that was fine." 45 minutes later, they still hadn't turned up, and we're both quite desperate for the toilet at this point. And we asked the stewardesses, "Do you mind if we use the facilities?" And she said, "Yep, that's fine, no problem." So I went in first, and then I came out, and my ex said, "Do you mind holding my dog while I go in for a wee?" There was only the one dog at that point. I hadn't got mine yet. So he went into the toilet, and the captain came out of his cockpit. And it's worth mentioning at this point that because we were so late with assistance, the passengers for the next flight were queuing up to get on the plane. And the captain said, "The assistance has turned up. Do you want me to give you a hand down the steps?" And I said, "Oh, that'd be brilliant, thank you," because we had hand luggage and dog and everything else. So while my ex is still in the toilet, the captain's taken hold of the dog, which is wearing his harness and lead and everything else, and has walked him down the steps. The next thing I've heard, and this is the honest truth, is this woman who was standing there waiting to get on the plane, she screamed, and she was going, "I'm not getting on that plane, I'm not getting on that bloody plane, you can bloody forget it." And this stewardess came down the steps, and she asked this woman, if there was a problem, and she said, "Two riders, a bloody problem." She said, "That captain's blind, and he's flying a plane." And the captain just stood there and went, "Oh yeah," he said, "you know, we can all fly planes these days with the wonders of technology and everything." And she just screamed. She was having none of it. And I was just standing there thinking, "You sod, you've just completely like ruined a holiday." So that was one of the airport stories. The other one was not quite so good, actually. We were sitting in the lounge bit just before going through security. And a representative from the airline we were using came up to us and said, "We're your assistants. Would you like to come with me?" So we've gone walking with them, and he's indicated these two wheelchairs and gone, "Right, if you'd like to take a seat." And we've gone, "No, thank you." And he said, "But it's our policy. We have to take you in wheelchairs." "No, it's fine. We would like to walk." And we sort of said, "We're going to be on a plane for a while. It'll be nice to be able to stretch our legs before we get to the plane." "Oh, no, it's our policy. We have to take you in wheelchairs." And when we insisted we didn't want to use the wheelchairs, they just walked off and left us standing in the middle of this bloody lounge. No assistance, the public were all over the place, rushing about trying to get their flights. It was just not good. So they are my airport stories. I can probably think of some more, but at this present moment in time, I need a cup of tea. So I'm going to go and get one and think and see if there's anything else I can find. Have fun.